Jose just wanted to finish off the sugya from today, so that Amir Tzashem tomorrow will begin at the Mishnah. So we left off on Nun Vav Amud Beis 56b. I left off a little bit on in the middle over here. So we're picking up Amir Tzashem with Rabbi Elazar Amar, excuse me, which is 2, 4, 6, 7 lines are from the bottom. Last one on the line. Rabbi Elazar Amar. Rabbi Elazar said as follows: Lo shanu ela shechalku tishna kineged asara, v'asara kineged tisha. So Rabbi Elazar says like this: that ultimately, again, we're speaking about a situation where the brothers are dividing up the estate and then recreating or reconstituting on a partnership. So when do we say ultimately, again, that dividing the estate and then recombining it would go ahead and part of them from Meiser Behema? Ela shechalku tisha keneged asara v'asara keneged tisha. Where ultimately, again, what they did is they didn't divide, they divided up quantitatively, or they divided up ultimately by the value of the animals. So one brother got, let's say, 10 smaller animals, and one brother got 9 larger animals. Aval chilku tisha kineged tisha, v'asara kineged asara. But if at the end of the day they didn't really divide up the estate by value, rather they divided it up by number, then what's then the Gemara says? Omer ze chilku amagia misha rishona lekach. Then ultimately, again, we could say, essentially utilizing breira, that each brother got the part of the estate that was ra'oi for him. If that's the case, then halacha l'maisa, we view the estate as if it's intact, it's never been dissolved. If it's never been dissolved, then the estate is no longer, is not really a partnership, it's a Yerusha. And if it's a partnership and not a Yerusha, then halacha l'maisa, it's a chiv and maiser behema. Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu chilka tisha keneged tisha, v'asara keneged asara. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, even if they divided up numerically, in other words, we're not looking at the value of the animals. Rather, each brother gets the same exact amount. Ein omer ze chelko hamagia misha harishon lakach. He essentially does not subscribe to the concept of breira, and therefore we don't view it as if each brother got from the portion that was originally supposed to be his. And halacha lamaisa, we view it as if the estate was in fact dissolved, new partnership was created, and therefore there's a chiyuv, and excuse me, and therefore there is no chiyuv in Maise Behemoth. So we'll say, so essentially we have two machloksim that essentially go ahead and really highlight the same idea. But Rabbi Yochanan the Tame. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning. Obviously, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achin shechalku l'kuchosim, u'machziran ze loze v'yobel. And to which the Gemara says that in reality, we've already seen before, that Rabbi Yochanan does not subscribe to the concept of breira, retroactive clarification, because Rabbi Yochanan says that halacha lemaisa, when brothers split up an estate, they are considered as if they purchased their respective shares from one another. And if they're purchasers, then ultimately everything reverts back to the estate pot, comes yovel. So we already see from another source that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of breira. To which the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, why do I need both cases? Utsrichi diashmuyin hacha, if you would just say Rabbi Yochanan Shita by Meiser Mehema, but how come Rabbi Yochanan Dumya de Bincha? Because halacha l'maiser, remember as we saw earlier in the daf, that we learn out many of the halachos of Meiser Behema from Bechor. And we would say as follows, Ma Bincha bebaralach, Afsharcha v'tzoncha bebaralach. Just like your son, it has to be abundantly clear that he is the Bechor, in order for the halachas of the Bechor to apply to him. So too, when it comes to your shar and your tzon, when it comes to Meiser Behema, it has to be abundantly clear. So maybe that's why halacha l'maisa, if it's not exactly clear who gets what, that's why it's exempt from Meiser Behema. Aval soda. But when it comes to soda, this is a reference to the case of the Rabbi Yochanan's statement that when brothers go ahead and divide up an estate, they're considered to be like lakuchos, like purchasers, and therefore everything goes back to the estate pot, come yovel. Aval soda mecher hu d'amar achmona lehadar yovel, yerusha umatono lo. But maybe I would have thought, had Rabbi Yochanan not stated his shita by yovel, I would have thought that halacha lemaisa, it's only a bona fide mecher, right? Only a true sale that ultimately is returned back to yovel. But Yerusha, Matona, inheritance, a gift, does not go back to Yovel. V'yashmu inon soda, And if Rabbi Yochanan would have just told me about the case of the Sada, that it goes back at Yovel, because the brothers are considered to be lekuchos, they're considered to be purchasers from one another, I would say, l'chumra, I would say ultimately again, that halacha l'maisa, this is a chumra, inami l'chatchila. Or I would say that Rabbi Yochanan shita is a l'chatchila dekashita. However, aval hacha, but by behemoth meiser behemoth, excuse me, emalo, I would say that perhaps Rabbi Yochanan does not subscribe to his view. He would not hold this shita, therefore tzicha. Therefore, I will say halacha l'maisa. Both cases of the field as well as of meiser behemoth are going to be required, because in both of these situations, Rabbi Yochanan ultimately holds ein breira. And therefore, again, in the case of meiser, therefore, it's the same principle, which is that when brothers split up a Yerusha, they are considered to be purchasers from one another. Because they're considered to be purchasers from one another, therefore halacha l'maisa, there's no din l'maisa behema, meaning if they reconstitute the partnership, as well as that is why the land goes back during Yovel as well. Nesvei, so the Gemara raises another kasha. V'china shutfin, so remember, the Gemara over here is asking a kasha. Aliba, according to the opinions who hold, is breira, who holds that there is a concept of breira. So v'china shutfin shachalku, right, if you have partners who go ahead and divide up animals that they own together, so one partner, one individual took 10 animals, and the other partner took 9 animals and a dog. So ultimately, again, the animals which correspond to the dog, so this is, one of them is taking 10 lambs, right? 10 lambs, and one is taking 9 lambs and a dog. So ultimately, says the Gemara, so the animals, the lambs that are opposite the dog, so in other words, if partner number one took the 9 lambs and a dog, and partner number two took 10 lambs, the 10 lambs which correspond to the dog, ultimately, what's halacha? Asurin. They cannot go ahead and be offered up on the Mizbeach. Why can't they be offered up on the Mizbeach? Because it's possible that any one of those 10 is like the swap for the dog. Remember, again, one partner gets 9 lambs and one dog. One partner gets 10 lambs. The partner who got 10 lambs, one of those lambs is corresponds to the other partner's dog. So the halacha is a mechir kelev, anything that's exchanged or sold for a dog, halacha l'maisa, can't be offered up as a karbon. Therefore, the partner who goes in and takes 10 lambs, all of his 10 lambs cannot be offered up on the Mizbeach. Shema kelev mutarin. But partner number one who got 9 lambs and a dog, so he could offer up his lambs on the Mizbeach. Vim amrit yesh breira. Now, if you hold that there's a concept of breira, livror chad minayhu lebahade kelev, v'hanach lishteru. Then go ahead and say, so again, if you hold this breira, so let the guy who took 10 lambs designate one of the lambs and say, this lamb corresponds to the dog. Fine. So that lamb can't be offered up on the Mizbeach, but the remaining 9 can. Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says, you're right. If all of the animals in question were worth the same amount of money, then ein hachinami, you could do that. So in other words, if you had literally 10 against 10, and 9 of a lamb, one of a dog, versus 10 lambs, and they were all worth the same, you could designate one of the lambs to correspond to the dog. But what's the case? If that's not the case, hachamai askinon, delo shavakul la'adadi, where the animals don't all have the same value. Vishavi haikaba chadu mashu. So here, interestingly enough, the dog is actually more valuable than any one of the lambs. So the value of the dog is actually the value of one lamb plus a little. Because of that, v'hai mashuhu mashich va'asi bekulhu. And therefore that mashuhu, that additional amount of the value of the dog that goes above and beyond the value of the lamb, essentially that little extra is dispersed amongst the 10 other lambs, right? The 10 lambs of the other partner. So because of that, each of the 10 lambs of the other partner has like a little bit of dog value associated with it. And because of that, all of them will be precluded from being offered up on the Mizbeach. All right, the bus will stop over here. We got up to the Mishnah. And in the Yartz Hashem, tomorrow, B'Sha'a Tova U'Mitzlachas, we will pick up at the Mishnah on Nun Zayin Abun Aleph. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Looking forward to learning tomorrow.